future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Hong Kong Harbour. So let's get down to business. Well, let's set the scene. So myself, Shane, I've just finished up with a meeting. We're walking to our next meeting. We're talking about brand. We're talking about the importance of brand within the cryptocurrency and blockchain space. Why it's so key. So we stopped the conversation, decided to get out the podcast recording equipment. We're at the harbour. You can probably hear a few different voices behind us. People are having fun in the sun. People are running around. I'm not really sure what they're doing, but people are having a great time. It's nice and sunny here in Hong Kong. And of course, we had to bring you up to speed of what's really going down over here. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Brand is really key. Brand is the epicenter, not only of yourself, but also the business that you represent, your personal brand, the brand of the company. In the space that we're in, it's such a small space, it's so nascent, and it's growing day by day, minute by minute, week by week, month by month, right? But the ability to inspire others and to change the world, you need to have people who understand your vision and your message. Now, if no one knows that, no one can help you with what you're doing and join whatever you're trying to achieve, right? So brand is really key to get people to know who you are. If no one knows who you are, how can they do business with you? How can they help you? How can they grow with you? And a company brand is even more important, because if you're a fund or you're a venture fund like SVK Crypto, we need as many people to know about us as possible, because we want to have developers reach out to us. We want to be easily contactable. That's so key for our strategy and for what we do each and every day. And that's why we do the different events around the world, because we want people to know who we are. We want to increase that. That's why we do a daily podcast. That's why we have Marco, our in-house content king, making cool videos on our YouTube channel. That's why we have a Telegram group to reach out to build our community. That's why we do events every month, because we need people to know who we are to grow and move forward. And how can we help anyone if you don't know who they are? So it's a real trade that's positive for both sides. I think when you look at different venture firms within the cryptocurrency space, you've seen a big change from guys who had a lot of token exposure, who have lost a lot of money, to new venture firms coming out and creating and kind of reinventing themselves in many ways. But what I think is really key is to be true to your own message. And I think we've seen the influencer market come through. I'm not going to mention any names, because we're bumping into lots of different influencers here in Hong Kong. But I think that the influencer retail-driven, non-backed, non-analytical model, that's now changing. The space is maturing, and we're starting to see that go. Okay, so just a quick update. Myself and Shane are currently in the back of a Hong Kong taxi that looks like it's something from the 1970s. They're all red, and the drivers are all racing drivers, you know what I mean? They love to get the most out of the car, which is great.
So this isn't coming live from the city of London or live from the city of Hong Kong. It's actually coming live from the back of a taxi in Hong Kong.
That's right. And we're going to the other side of the island. I believe the place that we're going is called...
We're going to Lime Wood in Repulse Bay.
It's supposed to be an awesome place where the sunset just comes through, and it's the most epic place to catch that as well. We're going for a VIP dinner over there, but we wanted to continue conversation on why self-brand is so key and so important. And I...
Well, just before you do that, you're probably going to hear background noise like trucks going by us. You're probably going to hear people beeping horns. It's going to, I think, be quite active and entertaining. The taxi man says we got to be there in about 20 minutes. So I think we've probably got about 20 minutes for this podcast. So let's see where we go from there. But always in the ability to execute, which is so important for brand, that you can execute. We're doing this in the back of a taxi. I'll take some photographs and I'll post them as well.
Absolutely. So self-brand is key. And I think if you really need to look at someone, let's take it to a different industry, who's done this really well, it would be Madonna. Madonna's had the ability to change her character, her what the public perceives her as, you know, 8 to 10 different times over the course of her career. But her brand has always remained ethical. She's never been scamming, or she's never been caught in a public scandal. She's had the ability to see what the market is and change towards that.
Well, I think Madonna has remained integral to her case. And by the way, I like your example. I didn't know you were going to go on the whole Madonna route. I know you're an absolute massive Madonna fan ever since Like a Virgin. or Material Girl. I don't know which is your favorite that you play in
I
the office.
I didn't even know they were called those ones.
What is interesting about Madonna, since you've brought it up and we can easily rap about music, is that she has always had her brand integral and she's always looked at the long term, right? Madonna is still as relevant as she was back 20, 30 years ago. She is an absolute... when it comes to hit maker
icon.
And hard worker and icon, yeah. So that's kind of interesting as well that you mentioned that with regards to brand.
Yeah, and I think as well, like if you put that into the crypto space, I think a lot of people have made short term gains and really had a bad trade of their brand, where they've done something where they've got people into an ICO that wasn't, let's say, the best performing. Maybe they weren't participating in it themselves, but they were getting a kickback. And I think that's short-term trading, and I don't think that's any good for anyone's long-term brand. Like, I have a 20-year view on this space, but that's kind of where we're at. We're long-term about thinking. We want to do stuff the right way, and short-term gains is just not an interest for us.
Well, when you look about brand, there's always a saying that's used called building brand. And just like building a house, or a building, or a monument, or a skyscraper, you build those brands over a long period of time, and you build them because you want to have a symbol or a state or an icon that will be there for a long time. So building brands to me is very similar to building buildings. That's. But if you look at all buildings, now that I'm starting to think correctly, if you look at all buildings, they're all built on solid foundations. And foundations take time to lay. No one sees the foundations. No one sees the foundations that we've built at SVK Crypto. No one sees the vision that we came in and how we wanted to lay those foundations in order to build what our vision is to be the best performing and biggest community venture capital firm in the world. But we took probably, I don't know, maybe a good part of a year just to build those foundations. And nobody saw what we did there. And by the way, I'm not looking for anybody to I'm sure people aren't probably that even interested in the foundations we've built them on. But I know they're solid and you know they're solid. And to me, that's what makes all the difference.
Yeah, I totally agree. The foundations need to be strong. And I think that people coming into the space now, I really want people to have a long-term view, a long-term objective, and really keep pushing for the right reasons. Don't take short-term gains. It's not worth it. And as well, I think people are always looking for ways to monetize what they do, and they think their brand has to be synonymous with profit. And I think that's also wrong as well, especially in this space. This is a technology-driven space. That's what we do. So as long as you're building, you're adding value to the wider community, that's what's really key here. It's not necessarily how much money you're making. I don't think that's the factor that people should be judged on. It's how much value you're adding to everyone else. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think like it's a very early, we're in a industry which is very early stages. So I think when you look at brand, you obviously look at the brand and what's integral to the message that you want to communicate. Whether you're an ICO or an exchange or a fund. But also I think what you got to look at is that there is no precedence of what's come before.
Right.
So we are kind of, as I always say, getting the plane up in the air and flying it as we go. So I think for someone who's inexperienced when it comes to business, they can make mistakes, and obviously a lot of them have. But you know, I wish them all the best, and I think usually when you make a mistake, you learn. It isn't about the short term, and I think what we'll see, and history, I got a feeling will treat us right with regards to how we'll be integral, and it will take longer to build. But really, I've priced that in, right? So when I look at our costs, and when I look at our fund, and I look at all the expenses that we go through, you know, I factor that in, that it's going to be a longer tail in order to achieve you know, long term success. So I think that's very key.
Totally agree. I mean, like, let's not get it twisted. You are the brand master, the brand master. I mean, like, people don't know this, but we had stickers with the SVK logo on that we'd stick in places so people would recognize our brand around Shoreditch. Like, that was an ingenious idea that you had. And all the other crazy, cool, impactful marketing things that you've created. The t-shirts, for one. Everyone now, like, everyone has us with black clothing or black t-shirts because of the t-shirts that you designed.
Yeah, I mean, that's turned out to be quite funny, because I think one day I was like, hey, I've got nothing to wear. Oh, let's go order some t-shirts. Oh, why don't we put SVK brand on them? And what is interesting about that, and I remember the day that we ordered those black t-shirts, is that I was really focused on quality. And I didn't just want any t-shirt. And if you remember, we went around to several different t-shirt places in London.
Oh, it was a complete nightmare.
There was a guy who tried to sell us t-shirts where the branding it looked terrible, right? You know what I mean? So it just didn't really look good. And I remember just not taking delivery. So, I mean, that's just a really interesting example of how we can be integral for quality, right? And the stickers were another thing. I actually got them because I think I wanted to stick them on a box whereby I was going to send somebody a t-shirt, and then we ended up getting, I think it was like the smallest amount of stickers we could get was something like a couple of thousand. So when they came into the office, I started to stick them places. Actually, it's quite funny. I remember being out one night with you probably about a year and a half ago, and obviously I had had a few stickers on me, and I'd went into one of the bathrooms that I was in, and I cheekily stuck it on the back of where the toilet area was with regards to one of the toilet holders. And about a year later, I'm in the same cubicle, in the same toilet, in the same bar, and I caught my eye, and I laughed. I'd forgotten all about it. So branding is key, but it's also what you do with the brand. And I think what we've managed to do is, as well, is once that we've had the stickers, or once that we've had the t-shirts, we've then got off and taken pictures of that and then put that through at social media. I know there's been loads of people which have been taking pictures or wearing your t-shirts and putting that all across the brand. So that's been quite cool.
Now, in true guerrilla format, on the move, on the road, my laptop died while we were in the taxi, but I really want to finish off that point there. And I think what really matters in this context is, yes, we've used some silly examples of Madonna t-shirts and stickers, but the point is still very valid. Your brand has to be everywhere, and you have to protect your brand as well. And I think that's somewhere where a lot of people can improve. I don't think a marketing budget really sets out your brand, your story. And that's why it's so important to go to all the events that you can, to meet as many people as you can, to share your story, your message to as many people in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space as possible. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. We're going to bounce. I want to thank you all so much for your time and attention as always. If you haven't already, hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you will find us. And feel free to email myself with any projects or any questions or queries in any way, shape, or form. My email is cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and we've got to bounce.